Welcome to the Apple Insider Daily Podcast for Thursday, May 25th, 2023. I'm Charles Martin, and we begin today with ChatGPT versus the EU. Some draft regulations from the EU regarding artificial intelligence, or AI, has so alarmed OpenAI CEO Sam Altman that he stated that the firm may pull its presence out of Europe and ChatGPT along with it if the proposal isn't scaled back. He was hopeful that things wouldn't come to that, noting that, quote, they are still talking about it, unquote. It's not quite clear what specific part of the proposal Altman objects to, though he referred to the AI Act in its present form as overregulating. EU Digital Chief Margrethe Vestager, one of the people developing the proposed AI regulation, says that on the topic of artificial intelligence, quote, trust is a must-have, not a nice-to-have, unquote, suggesting that the new rules are designed to ensure that chatbot systems and large language model-trained search engines offer only reliable, fact-checked, and properly sourced information. In Apple news, the U.S. Solicitor General has appealed to the Supreme Court to block Apple and Broadcom's joint attempt to have some key patents covering Wi-Fi technology invalidated. The patents in question are owned by the California Institute of Technology, usually called Caltech, which sued the two companies in 2016 for infringing on its patents and won a judgment of $1.1 billion in damages in 2020. Apple and Broadcom appealed that loss but were rebuffed on the new trial over the patent infringements but were granted a reconsideration of the $1.1 billion in damages. That reconsideration trial has yet to be scheduled, but Apple is also now arguing that Caltech's patents are in fact invalid. Solicitor General Elizabeth Preligar argued to the Supreme Court that Apple can't bring a new claim of prior art into the case after both a full trial and appeal, saying that Apple already, quote, took full advantage of the review process, unquote. It is true that Apple did not bring up any prior art arguments in the original trial, even though it knew about it, but did ply that argument during its subsequent appeals. Turning to pre-WWDC news, Apple on Thursday updated its official developer app to version 10.4, mostly to support the session videos, one-on-one labs, Slack-based activities, and other tweaks for this year's conference. In addition, the share button now lets users quickly share links to specific events, along with the usual bug fixes and other enhancements. If you have an Apple TV hardware box and plan on watching some or all of the conference, you may want to download the free developer app for your Apple TV. That version supports larger icons and graphics than the iOS or iPadOS versions, making it easier to find sessions of interest. In other tech news, the NSO Group's iPhone spyware tool Pegasus has been used again, this time by the Azerbaijan government against journalists, human rights activists, and at least one United Nations official as part of its conflict with Armenia. This is the first time the use of Pegasus has been recorded being used in an active military conflict. Despite the NSO Group being blacklisted as a U.S. national security risk, it has continued developing new ways to hack iPhones and other smartphones, according to the UK newspaper The Guardian. The hacking took place between October 2020 and December 2022, and among the victims was Armenian Foreign Minister Anna Nagdalian. In entertainment news, the ongoing writer's strike in the U.S. has caused a sudden cancellation of a planned celebration of the season finale, and possibly show finale, of the hit series Ted Lasso. The Paley Center for Media originally planned for the event to happen on May 30th, but has had to cancel it due to what it called unforeseen circumstances. According to a statement from the Paley Center announcing and apologizing for the cancellation, all ticket buyers will automatically be issued a full refund. The Writers Guild of America strike is considered the most likely cause, as both star Jason Sudeikis and actor Brendan Hunt are also writers on the show, and thus WGA members. Finally for today, early Pride celebration. Apple Fitness Plus will be jumping the gun a little early, releasing 7 new workouts and meditations for Pride Month beginning May 29th. Although the Pride theme that runs throughout June is often focused on the LGBTQ+ community from which the concept sprang, it is also about anyone from any background taking pride in their culture, heritage, style, and the things they do. Apple Fitness Plus will offer a new artist spotlight featuring music by Madonna and featuring trainers adopting some of her iconic looks over the years. Meanwhile, trainer Christian Howard will offer a new meditation focused on inspiring leaders in the fight for equal rights. Other workouts will showcase music from Madonna and other LGBTQ+ allies and artists, as well as new pride lighting inspired by the rainbow flag. Apple Fitness Plus is a subscription service that costs $10 per month or $80 per year and is also available as part of the Apple One bundled Premier plan. You can hear more news and analysis from Apple Insider on the weekly Apple Insider podcast every Friday, as well as our HomeKit Insider podcast that's out every Monday. Links to both shows are in the notes for this one. If you'd like to support the Apple Insider Daily Podcast, we are now accepting sponsorships. Contact information is now provided in the show notes for this podcast. Thank you for listening. I'm Charles Martin, and this has been the Apple Insider Daily Podcast for Thursday, May 25th, 2023.